let's join Ronan Kelly once again for what it says in your morning newspapers.
The story that's covered most in the papers this morning is that of the nursing home fees. The Irish Independent headline reads, "Ministers deny receiving memo on secret plan to stall nursing home refunds." The Irish Sun reports Leo Varadkar saying he wasn't involved in a state strategy to hush up legal cases over nursing homes. The Irish Times headline is, "Whistleblower emailed Varadkar on nursing home charges in 2019. And the front page headlines in the Irish Daily Mail, which broke the story, suggest that Leo Varadkar has more questions to answer. More on health. Paul Cullen in the Irish Times is writing on the medicines shortage. He says it's now chronic, with more than 220 drugs becoming scarce. He says this is because of manufacturing delays and a lack of key ingredients. In the Irish Sun, it's reported that scientists have carried out research which suggests that if you get three bumps to the head during your life, that can increase your chance of dementia in later life. The paper says these bumps can include small impacts like heading a ball in soccer or going in for a tackle in rugby. That's inside the Sun. On the paper's front page is the headline, "I walked all over Dublin with €1 million in my pocket." The story there is of a Mayo man who, along with 46 other retirees, won the lotto. But the lottery wouldn't give him 47 cheques, just one for €1 million. So he had to go and find a bank to take the money and then write out the cheques himself. The Irish Independent has a court report about a car theft. A man appeared in court in Dublin yesterday charged with stealing an Audi from a rental company. He had hired the car using false documents and then driven it home to Norway. The car was eventually retrieved by Norwegian police. There's a sprinkling of good news stories in the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Times this morning. Ireland had the highest economic growth rate in the EU last year. That's according to the Mirror. The Times says that Ireland is among the world's top 10 states with the least corruption. The Mirror reports that sports clubs will receive €15 million to install electric car chargers. Two college stories in the Irish Times. One is a question and answer column on the CAO, which reminds us that tomorrow is the deadline for CAO applications. Beside that is an article on college students using AI to write their essays. The paper reports that one American professor had his suspicions raised when he got an essay from a student which had clean paragraphs, fitting examples and rigorous arguments. A red flag went up for him, the Times says, and he confronted the student, who confirmed that a computer program had written the essay. A couple of child-related stories in the papers today. The Irish Times reports on that news about the childminders you've just heard of. The paper says that the Cabinet is considering paying subsidies to parents who use childminders. It also says that the government is considering bringing in a scheme to register childminders who work in people's homes. Elsewhere on children, in the Irish Independent, Kirsty Blake Knox is writing on housework. She's delighted at the news that Marie Kondo has given up on tidying. And that's because Marie Kondo has small children and she prefers to spend her time with them instead. Maybe Marie Kondo's children are more placid than the toddler tormenting his mother, Julie J. She says her little son is a domestic dictator and is gaslighting her. Writing in The Examiner, she says, "He'll ask for toast. Then when she makes it for him, he screams at her that he hates toast. Then when she takes it away, he tells her how much he loves toast." Still on food, Paul Mescal is going to disappoint a lot of fans in the papers today. He's revealed that when he's shooting love scenes, he gets into the mood not by thinking about romance, but by thinking about delicious meals. According to the Irish Daily Star, he was speaking in a podcast during which he gushed about one of his favourite dishes, onion and potato soup made by his mother.